I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Drought conditions in Kenya are bad. The government says 3.5 million Kenyans in 37 of the 70 districts are at risk from the food crisis. That's an increase of 1 million from the last report a few weeks ago. Food for the Hungry's Keith Wright says the church is handling the food distribution program. He explains why.
The church is there to stay, and we feel that working through them is an important part of a sustained approach to all this, but also it's an important part of how God commands us to reach out and work through the church. And this part of Kenya is primarily Muslim, so having churches reach out and meet needs in this way really builds goodwill.
Next, it's the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, a landmark court decision which made abortion legal in the United States. This Sunday has been set aside as Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. Bethany Christian Services' Chris Fossey says they help provide life-affirming choice in the love of Christ.
Our broader ministry is about reaching out to families and children in a multitude of circumstances and providing support and services to them, and in that way reflecting our call to be Christians of action.
And the Southern Baptist International Mission Board leaders say they'll stay focused on theological education overseas. Trustees agreed that discipleship and leadership training are essential to fulfilling the international mission's task. As if taking a step toward confirming the decision, they approved a dozen new missionaries to join 383 others appointed in 2005. The work's going well as church planters report nearly 480,000 new believers. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We still have a few 2006 calendars available to help you keep track of your activities throughout the year. It features photos of the staff, places we've been, and how you can be involved. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.